Welcome to the service of Compline during Passiontide, coming from St Mark's, Reigate. Alongside this audio recording on the website is a copy of the service booklet we are using this week. I encourage you to follow along and respond as appropriate as we join together to worship God and seek his calming presence at the end of this day. The Lord Almighty grant us a quiet night and a perfect end.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
Most merciful God, we confess to you, before the whole company of heaven and one another, that we have sinned in thought, word and deed, and in what we have failed to do. Forgive us our sins, heal us by your Spirit, and raise us to new life in Christ. Amen. O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever.
Amen.
Before the ending of the day, Creator of the world, we pray, that you with steadfast love would keep your watch around us while we sleep. From evil dreams defend our sight, from fears and terrors of the night. Tread underfoot our deadly foe, that we no sinful thought may know. O Father, that we ask be done, through Jesus Christ, your only Son, and Holy Spirit, by whose breath our souls are raised to life from death. O Lord, you have searched me out and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You discern my thoughts from afar.
You mark out my journeys and my resting place, and are acquainted with all my ways.
For there is not a word on my tongue. But you, O Lord, know it altogether.
You encompass me behind and before, and lay your hand upon me.
Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, so high that I cannot attain it.
Where can I go then from your Spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence?
If I climb up to heaven, you are there. If I make the grave my bed, you are there also.
If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea,
even there your hand shall lead me. Your right hand hold me fast.
If I say, surely the darkness will cover me, and the light around me turn to night,
even darkness is no darkness with you. The night is as clear as the day. Darkness and light to you are both alike.
For you yourself created my innermost parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb.
I thank you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvellous are your works, my soul knows well.
My frame was not hidden from you. When I was made in secret and woven in the depths of the earth,
your eyes beheld my form as yet unfinished. Already in your book were all my members written,
as day by day they were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them.
How deep are your counsels to me, O God! How great is the sum of them!
If I count them, they are more in number than the sand. And at the end, I am still in your presence.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
We have two readings this evening. The first from Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 to 14. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall mark for you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year for you. Tell the whole congregation of Israel that on the 10th of this month they are to take a lamb for each family, a lamb for each household. If a household is too small for a whole lamb, it shall join its closest neighbour in obtaining one. The lamb shall be divided in proportion to the number of people who eat of it. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a year old male. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. You shall keep it until the 14th day of this month. Then the whole assembled congregation of Israel shall slaughter it at twilight. They shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the houses in which they eat it. They shall eat the lamb that same night. They shall eat it roasted over the fire with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. Do not eat any of it raw or boiled in water, but roasted over the fire with its head, legs, and inner organs. You shall let none of it remain until the morning. Anything that remains until the morning you shall burn. This is how you shall eat it: your loins girded, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And you shall eat it hurriedly. It is the Passover of the Lord. For I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike down every firstborn in the land of Egypt, both human beings and animals. On all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgments. I am the Lord. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you live. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague shall destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. This day shall be a day of remembrance for you. You shall celebrate it as a festival to the Lord. Throughout your generations, you shall observe it as a perpetual ordinance." And the second reading is from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 11, verses 23 to 26. "Beloved, I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way he took the cup also after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'"
May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And in the garden secretly. Ever since he was baptized by John and began his ministry of proclamation, healing, and teaching, Jesus has lived his life in the service of others and in the public eye. He has rarely had time for himself, except for those early hours of the day when he has sought privacy for prayer. Even then, people would look for him, and sometimes his close followers would come and interrupt him and urge him to join the gathering crowds. Throughout Holy Week, we have seen Jesus put under severe pressure on all sides. People still come to him for healing, so that power continues to flow from him. He is still teaching day after day in the temple and facing confrontations with religious leaders who want to destroy him. Knowing that time is running out, Jesus also gives warnings about coming disaster and judgment. Jerusalem is hot, dirty, noisy and crowded. And within its walls and frantic busyness, Jesus is living out his last days on earth as God's chosen one, the Messiah. And now, this evening, the pace slows down as we see Jesus in that upper room with just 12 others. It's cooler, away from sunlight and constant noise. Jesus is deeply concerned about his followers and the whole people of Israel, who seem to be in two sorts of captivity. In terms of their nation's life, they are held captive under Roman rule. In terms of their spiritual lives, they seem to be held captive under an outdated, demanding, and suffocating religion that has little to do with love, service, and the freedom of intimacy with God. This evening, as they would have done, we retell the story of the first Passover, when God passed over his people in slavery in Egypt, leaving them unharmed by the plague that swept throughout the land. We retell Paul's account of what he was told about that Last Supper Jesus shared with his disciples. And then we follow Jesus into a garden of darkness, Gethsemane, in the cool of the evening. We watch his lonely struggle against who knows what temptations. This man, so strong, so courageous, so committed and so compassionate, this evening needs others to be strong and brave, dedicated and caring for him. In the garden secretly, alone, away from public gaze, Jesus prays to his Father to save him from having to go through what is about to happen. Matthew, Mark and Luke tell us about this secret struggle, although in slightly different ways. But all three say that Jesus asks his disciples to remain with him, to watch and pray. I wonder if this is the first time he has shown them his vulnerability, asking for help and support in such great distress. If so, it must be frightening for them. They sense from what's been happening and what Jesus has been saying that something earth-shattering is about to happen, and they need him to be their leader to make everything all right again, to make them feel safe and secure. Yet here he is, clearly deeply distressed, even afraid himself. His sweat is like blood, so great is his agony of mind. And they let him down. They fall asleep. They leave him to face the demons on his own. As well as we are able, and often unsuccessfully, we try to obey his command to love and serve one another. Tonight, let's also do what he asked, not commanded. What he asked his friends to do for him, to remain near him, to watch and pray with him and for him. Because maybe we can identify with something of what Jesus is going through. The fear of the unknown as well as the known. The waiting with all senses alert for change or warnings. The numbing sense of disbelief and unreality that comes with tragedy and shock. The times of remembering when the memories seem as fresh as the day they were formed. The feeling of powerlessness and helplessness when our world is falling apart. The times when just the presence of someone alongside us will be enough to ease, a little, the feeling of absolute aloneness. Maybe somehow, caught up in the mysteries of space and time,
our loving and being with Jesus in the garden of darkness, Gethsemane, does actually make a difference to him. Luke talks about an angel from heaven strengthening Jesus. Maybe somehow our prayers can do that too. Tonight, between us, we can do something for God by staying, watching, and praying with his Son. The Lord is my shepherd. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Amen. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
For you have redeemed me, Lord God of truth.
I commend my spirit.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
Keep me as the apple of your eye.
Hide me under the shadow of your wings.
Christ himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. Now, Lord, you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Christ himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness.
With faith and love and in union with Christ, let us offer our prayer before the throne of grace. Have mercy on your people, for whom your Son laid down his life. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Bring healing and wholeness to people and nations, and have pity on those torn apart by division. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Strengthen all who are persecuted for your name's sake, and deliver them from evil. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Look in mercy upon all who suffer, and hear those who cry out in pain and desolation. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Bring comfort to the dying, and gladden their hearts with the vision of your glory. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Give rest to the departed, and bring them, with your saints, to glory everlasting. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Let us commend the world for which Christ died to the mercy and protection of God.
Almighty God, as we stand at the foot of the cross of your Son, help us to see and know your love for us, so that in humility, love, and joy, we may place at his feet all that we have and all that we are, through Jesus Christ our Saviour. Amen. Visit this place, O Lord, we pray, and drive far from it the snares of the enemy. May your holy angels dwell with us and guard us in peace, and may your blessing be always upon us, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lighten our darkness, Lord, we pray, and in your great mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night, for the love of your only Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Standing at the foot of the cross, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. In peace we will lie down and sleep.
For you alone, Lord, make us dwell in safety.
Abide with us, Lord Jesus.
For the night is at hand, and the day is now past.
As the night watch looks for the morning,
so do we look for you, O Christ.
May God bless us, that in us may be found love and humility, obedience and thanksgiving, discipline, gentleness, and peace.
Amen.